Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi Yisim and Lamed Beis will be beginning with Sif Mem Tes and finishing to the end of the Siman, this very large Siman that has 52 Sifim and 235 Sifik Katan. Let's begin Mem Tes. Halacha Moshe Misinei Shiur Tefillin Nidvarim. The Tefillin has to be sewed. Begidei Behema. Again, we talked about how you have to have the bias and you're sewing it up with the, right? You have to sew it to the Mavarta and the Titora, the base of the tefillin, and the mavarta on the bottom have to be sewn up so that the parshios are sealed within the total bias, which is the batim, the tita, and the mavarta. So how do you sew it up with tefarim, with stitches? And the stitches have to be from the gidim of a behema, sinus, these vessels of the behema, and a chaya taharim. It has to be from gidim, the sinus of a behema, and a chaya tahara. V'tov l'tvor b'gidei shor. And it's good to go ahead and do the stitching with the gidim of a shor. Mishnah Berurah Reish Chav Beis b'gidei behema v'loichim me'akev. You take him from the heel shehem levanim, which are white gidim. V'mehem kashim, and if these gidim are too hard, not flexible, merachachim, you make it more flexible ba'avanim, with stones, you bang them out achiyasu kepishtan, to make it so it could be as flexible as pishtan, as linen. V'toyvenoysan, and you spin it. V'shoyzenoysan, and you twist it. If you have to, v'das ha-magen avram, v'sof sifkatan samach vav. And the magen avram writes at the end of sifkatan samach vav, the ba'inan bazeh ha-tfiyah l'shma. He writes that the tfiyah, the spinning of the gidin, the shma. Because again, this is part of lachal ha-maisha mi-sinai, to have the tfiros made out of gidin. And so it's part of the tefillin, and it has to be done l'shma. Elio Rabba, people got him mifakvin zeh. Elio Rabba, and the people got him, they're not sure that there has to be a tefillah l'shma of the gidin. Reish chav gimel tahirim. Afilu min avelos u'treifas shalahem. It has to be from a kosher species, even if it's from a non-shechted or a treifa kosher species. So it may not be a kosher animal because it's treif or an avela, but it has to be from a kosher species, such as a cow, a goat, a sheep. But again, the Shulchan Aruch had said it's good to use the gidim of a shor. As we'll see now, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Chaf Dalet, Begidei Shor, the gidim of a shor, v'im ein lo, and if you don't have it, take it from another, ikach megidei behema daka. Take it from another behema, you can take it from a behema daka, another kosher animal, that like a goat or a sheep, behema daka. Aval mitzmeya, afilu b'dieved pasul. But from a non-kosher animal, even b'dieved, the gidin will be puzzle. B'dieved use the gidin of a pig. But what about where it's from a kosher species of an animal, but the type of gid is not kosher, meaning the gid anasha. So that is a tzarech iyun, whether that would be good. So obviously, they don't try to use the gid anashas for their strings. Anyway, we said we should try to take it from the akev, from the heel. Nun. Reish chaf hei. But before we do that, you have to see the actual nun in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein liknois gidim ein a Yehudi. You should not acquire gidim. The gidim that you're going to sew, the stitches that you're going to sew up the tefillin with, should not be acquired from a goy. You shouldn't chay shinan, because you have to be choshesh shema shel behema tmeahem. You have to be choshesh that maybe it came from a non-kosher animal, a non-kosher species, which would not be good gidim. So now look at the Mishnah Berurah Reish Chaf Hei. Before we do Reish Chaf Hei, there's an important halacha you have to know so you'll understand and appreciate this Sif Katan. The halacha that we say that we follow the Rov, we go bus a Rov. How it's called Parish. If it leaves its source, then we follow the Rov. However, if the source, the Isser, is in its source, it's in what's called the Kavua, then there's a principle called Kol Kavua Kemechs Al Mechsadami. That even if there's a Rov, if the Isser is in its source, then we do not follow the rove, rather we view it like a suffix, and we therefore say suffix, Dei Raisa L'chumra. So let's look now here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chayshin, V'dafka, Kishu Olech L'batei Hanachrim. He's saying, when do we say you have to be concerned and not buy from a guy, the Gidin? That's if you're going to the guy's house, like nice man, to acquire the Gidin from him. V'gam Yadu Halo, and you know, Shemitzas Min Hanachrim, Hanotlin HaGidin Mibay Matveya. And you know that some of the Nachrim actually buy from a behemah tzmeya, the Gidin. Lachain, Therefore, even though the majority of sinews that are out there are from what, that I use to tie things, are from kosher animals, since he's going to the Nachri in his house, at a time when they're kavua, right? It's in its kavua bevateim, the source. It's kavua in its source, namely by the house of the guy. Therefore, ain't holchan acharov. Therefore, you can't follow the rov. You should call kavua anytime you have kavua. You know, the iser is kavua in its makom, in its source. Kemechsa mechsadami. It's like 50-50. But if the guy was walking to the shuk and he had these sinews in his hands, you could go ahead and acquire it from him. So since it left its kvias, amrin and kol the parish, so we say in that case, kol the parish, you would be able to buy it from a guy. So when the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't buy it from a guy, you're talking about from his bias. Imlo shemochin sham bashuk. He says, even in the shuk, it might be a problem if the guy is selling it b'chaniyos in the stores, because then us chosen the kviyus, and then it's going back to its base, its source, its kavua spot, and then it would be a problem to buy it from the store as well. And also, if you don't know that some of the goyim buy from a behema. Then, right, if you know, if you know that they buy, up until now we were talking about where you know that they buy some of them from, of these sinews from Behemoth Tmeyas. But let's say you don't know that they have from Behemoth Tmeyas. They might not. So then, Gamkein Mutter Liknois Mehem, then you could buy from them, Becholinian, no matter where they are, the house, in the store. Sherov Gidin, because then, since there's no Vadai Isser in the Makom Kavua, then we use the principle of Rov Gidin Heim, Mebehemos Toros, and we say that therefore you could rely on the Rov in such a scenario and you'd be able to acquire it from the guy. Ach Kol Zeb Gidin She'en Tvuyin. This is all talking about Gidin that were not yet spun. About Gidin Tvuyin, but if it's Gidin that are spun, the Das we talked about earlier of the Magen Avram, is also like nice man. We would not be able to buy these gidden from the goyim. Even if you know it's that the gidden came of behemoth Torah, you couldn't buy it from the guy. Why? She came to lachol Moshe Mitzrayim. Since gidden is a lachol Moshe Mitzrayim, sarach shetiyas tiyasa l'shma, making them into these chutin, into these stitches to tie the batim requires a seal of shma. And therefore, the guy, if he did the spinning, would not have been an asiyah l'shma. Utfiyas ha-gidin, and the spinning of the gidin, that's the asiyah of these right threads. Zuhi asiyas, that's the asiyah of the gidin that we use in the tefillin to tie the batim together. V'nachrim, to sew the batim together. V'nachrim lav b'nei l'shmaninu. And nachrim are not considered people that can make something l'shma. Ukvar kasavnu, tal yarab v'pribagadim v'fakvikin. We already wrote that tal yarab v'pribagadim, they clark back and forth, maybe, right? You wouldn't need it. Ibai klal b'zeh tefilishma. They have a klar. Maybe you would not require tefilishma. So it's a shaila. The Magen Avraham b'Feirush says not that way, and therefore, obviously, acquiring from a guy would be problematic if it's after the tefiyah. Continue with the Shulchan Aruch. Mekom shidim mitzuyin. If you can't find gidin to buy in a certain place where you live, Taifrim b'talya darish. The Taifrim could go in and sew the tefillin with talya darish. What's talya darish? She'aisim min ha'klaf. It's threads that are made out of klaf, out of parchment. Ad she yizdamnu lehem gidin, until they actually can find gidin to go ahead and buy these Taifrim. Reish chav vav mishabura b'talya darish. Hey, what are these? Chutin, these are threads. Hanasim in haklaf, they're made from parchment. U'makai matchak, and since it's a makai matchak, svirle, the Shulchan Aruch holds, kevan d'minohu, since it's the same min as the rest of the tefillin, heim gigidin atzman, it's like gidin themselves, u'ksheirim l'tfor b'em stam, and therefore you'd be kosher to tie the stam with these threads made out of klaf. Reish chav zayin, ad she yizdamnu, until they can go ahead and find regular gidin to use. Kadesh l'zbatel mitzvah tefillin, in order not to be butt off from its tefillin, and therefore you could use these threads that are from a klaf. However, when you find these gidim, yatirem, you have to take out the old threads from the klaf, the yitpor, and be tofer begidim. Why? Because the halacha of gidim is that the tefillin himself have to be sewn together with the gidim, and if it was already sewn with the threads of the klaf,
then the threads of the gidim won't be accomplishing anything. So therefore, you have to take off the threads of the cloth and now reinsert the gidim to tie the tefillin with these gidim that you just now found and were able to acquire and use. There are achronim shechoshishin. They're choshishololat takes by mafilu b'shatet chak. You'd not be able to be yotzei with these threads of a cloth even b'shatet chak. Shari halach l'moshim yisina, he'll be gidin. Because halach l'moshim yisina, he has to use gidin. V'atayadarish, or who, shehu a cloth. He says, and the tayadarish is not really the threads of gidin. It's leather that's the cloth. V'or, l'tfir l'oshamah. I never heard of or using leather or cloth for sewing. That's no such thing. Therefore, if there's no other gidim besides these threads of the cloth, you should not make a bracha on these tefillin that use the threads of the cloth. And also, if you're using threads from the intestines, that are like threads, shell gidim, also like threads of gidim, you should not sew the tefillin with these. Is specifically gidim. They also write, who's this? This is all found in the Note of Yehuda. They write, Od Kasfu, She'in Latvor Begidei Of Tahar. You should not go ahead and sew with the gidim of an oaf, even if it's tahor. Ki mi achriya eza me'en kari, because it's very hard to know in a oaf what's a gidim and what's stama chut, a stama thread, ve'eza me'en vridim, what are considered veins that are not gidim, ve'anan gidim ve'in, and we need mamash gidim. Sifnun Aleph, Yitbor Shlosha Tefiros, you have to go ahead and sew three stitches on each side. On each side of the bias, the chut tfira and the thread of the tfira yesove mishtei ruchos should be circling from both sides, meaning that it's not a one-sided stitch. You need to be stitching from the top down and from the bottom up, like as if you have two needles, one coming from the bottom, from the end of the gid, and one from the top, from the other end of the gid, so that you have the gid going from the top to the bottom, or from the bottom to the top, and like you have the gidin, right? It's like a double stitch coming from both sides, not just in one direction. And the yavir chut atfira be kol bayis abayis. And also that chut, that gid of the tfira, has to also go through, as we said, this is lechatchila, has to go through each bias. Remember, we said when you use one cloth, it had to be done b'diavad, even b'diavad. But here he's saying what you should do is you should have the tefira, the thread, also going through each of the compartments, lechatchila, to show that each of the compartments are separate when they cut out the bias and ties into the stitches. Rama, miyu im lo asarak yu tefiros. However, if you only have 10 tefiros, 10 stitches, and not 12, o pachas mizor, or less, ain't on nifsal. It's not possible b'diavad. 12 is what you should use lechatchila. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Nun aleph b'chol tzad. You need to have 3 on each side. Tam liyud beis tfiros. What's the reason for having 12 total tfiros, 3 on each side? Neged yud beis shiftei Yisrael. This is keneged the 12 shvatim of Yisrael. Lo ba'inan tfira toch habayis, rak samach la'habayis. And you don't need the tfira as part of the bayis, but rak samach la'habayis. That's what we have, right? We have it next to the bayis. It's in the middle. We have the stitches right in the middle of the titorah, not all the way up against the bias. Ve'ein toifim ketoifer begadim, b'sfas ha-beged b'lishir. And we don't sew like the people who sew begadim on the edge of the beged, right, b'lishir, without leaving anything over. Ela m'shayer min ha-titorah chutz la-tfira. Rather, what you should do is leave over a spot on the base, chutz-tfira, away from the stitch, meaning inside you have the gid going around, one long gid, right? You have the stitch, then you have the gid inside that little groove going to the next stitch. And that's how you wind around the gid around the titara. We're not coming over the side of the titara, but rather along on top of the titara, you'll see the stitch. B'tzarech she'or habatim milamata lepiv, yoytzi mikol arba ruchuseim. And he's saying that the or of the batim themselves that's coming under the titor that's getting sewed should come under the bottom of the opening, and it should be going out mikol arba ruchuseim in all four directions. Achiyu migiim tachas nikvei atvira. Right, the bottom of the bayis has to go on all four sides, under, below the top of the titara, so that it will be directly under the hole of the tefira, so that it can get sewn, right, straight from the titara, right, down through, from the top of the titara, through the edges of the bayis, to the bottom of the titara. Kadesh yitva or abatim, he called tzad, so that the or of the batim will be sewn in the titara, with the titara itself. The lokas sofrim, not like the sofrim hamikatrim who make the orah shel abatim shorter, she'eino over hala, and they don't, therefore the bottom go under tachas nikvei atvira, and eino nitveres klal, don't get tied together with the titorah. Rak shemahatkin abayis betoch aruba shel adiyot. They just go and tighten the bayis inside the titorah. The baruch shomer kasav, and the baruch shomer writes, shepasol kama tefillin machwaze, he pasled tefillin, because it wasn't sewed together with the titorah. The bayis wasn't sewed together with the titorah. So you have to have the bottom of the batim coming out from all four sides to be able to be tied like little lips on the bottom of the bayis. Like, there's like lips after the opening of the bayis in the bottom coming under, the top of the titorah to get sewn through and through from the titorah through the bayis, through the edge of the bayis there, through the titorah. And let's say, before yachal shel abatim titorah. Therefore, you have to sew together the or of the batim, right? The lips there on the bottom of the bayis, in the titorah with the base of the tefillin, all sewn together. So Mishabur Reishchav Tes Mishtei Ruchos. So we said you have to have the stitches coming from both sides. What to Lomar? Shekol Atfira Yemisuvavos. It should be encircling Mishnei Tzadim, Panim Vachor, right, coming from above and below. Nimtza Toifer Mishtei Mechatin. Therefore, it's like you're sewing with two needles. Achat yoytzeis lachor, one coming out, from behind. Achat nechneses letzadim, the other one coming in towards the front of the top of the titara. So you have one coming downwards in the titara, and one coming up. You have one long gid, and you sew right from both directions with a needle on both sides of this gid. It's assuming you're using two threads, which is definitely the way it should be done, l'chachila. Mishtabura Reish Lamed, Niyu Im. He says if you didn't have 12 stitches, or you had less, you had 10, or even less, so he said it would be good. V'cheinim lo revir chutatfir, the Mishtabura says. And he says, V'cheinim lo revir chutatfira. Also, if you did not put the chut of the tfira through the each bias, each compartment, ain't no miyakev, it's not miyakev, baby the evid. I ain't leel, but sif cotton ration design, and see earlier ration design, where he wrote, the only time passing the gid through the bias, the mini, each bias, each compartment, is miyakev, but the evid, is if you're using one cloth for your shel rosh. And you're going ahead and rolling it through each of the mini compartments. But if you have separate parshi or separate cloth in each bias, it's only the chatchila, as we said earlier, and as he's saying now here in the Mishnah Berurah. Back now to Shulchan Aruch, right at the Yon Aleph, Yesh Misha Omer, Sheyud Beis Tfiros, that those that say that all 12 stitches, Elu, Yiyu, Bichut Echad, should be from one thread, from one gid. Bichut Echad, Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Laman Aleph, Bichut Echad, Vim Nifsak, and what happens if, according to this, if it breaks, Yesh Omrim, Diyachol L'Kashra, there are those that say you could tie it, Yesh Omrim, and others say the Lanu Kulo, you should pull it all out, Misham, the Yachzor, the Yitbor, and put it back in and tie it Michadash, Bichut Acher, with another thread, with another gid. Shekeman should nifsak Bishas Atvira, since it broke during the Tvira itself, Nikar, it appears, Shachut Kalush, he's saying, it seems that the Chut is considered what? Is considered weak. So even if you're tying it together, it's not going to be good. And it's there to be, right? It's literally, it's ready to be snipped and broken again. Ain't no klum, and therefore it's not a good tefira. It's not a good gid. Aval kishachut katzar mitchilasa. What happened if the chut, the gid, is not long in the first place? Ain't no nifsak. It never got split or cut or broke as it was being stitched up into the tefillin. But just from the start, you had two pieces. L'kulei alma yachol l'kshor lo chut acher. You can take another piece of gid. L'gmora tefira to finish the tefira if the gid wasn't long enough to tie up the whole bias. Because of be begun, dem ein lo gidin acherim. If he doesn't have any other gidin, yesh l'smoch al svar rishona v'likshor chut shenifsak. And he says, and if you don't have any other gidin, you can be samech on the svar rishona that you can go ahead and tie a chut that broke in the tefillin. This is all if it broke in the middle of the tefira. But if after it was sewn, and it was totally all sewn together, and the whole bias was sewn, then someone came and snipped it, or it got snipped, and it got cut, then ayin lekamen simen lamed gimel, that's going to be the next simen, what you do when the tefillin gets messed up. In this case, the yid got cut after the fact. But we're going to look at all the halachas of what happens. Simon Lama Gimel deals with fixing tefillin and after it gets messed up or it gets damaged somehow. Nun Beis, the last sif. Yachnis haRetzua toicha mavarta. You should put the Retzua through the mavarta. V'yaseh kesher k'min dalid. And after you put the Retzua through the mavarta, you make a kesher like a dalid on the shalrosh, v'shalrosh k'min yud, like a yud on the shalyad. Lahashlim osios shakai. So you have a shem Hashem shakai im hashin shebeshalrosh. Together with the shin of the shalrosh, you have a shin and a dal and a yud. Mishnah Brura, Reish Lavad Beis, Yasek Kesher. The Kesher of Tefillin, also the Kesher of Tefillin, who halacha l'Moshe Misinai, is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. V'nir shetzarech ha'sos l'shma. And therefore the Kesher has to be done l'shma. V'lo yaseh u'kat. And therefore a katan should not make the Kesher of the Tefillin. Reish Lavad Gimel, kimin dalid. The shalrosh has a dal on it. The yesh osin kesher. There are those have the minhag to make the kesher kimem stuma, like a mem fit. Shenire kishnei dalton mishnei dalton, like it's two dalids upside down from each other, like attached, like two dalids. Raglo shalzeh, the leg of one, bitzad rosh shalzeh, connected to the rosh, to the gag of the other dalid. Vayem b'sefer tiferes aryeh shevi b'shem tshuva me'ava. Check out the sefer tiferes aryeh, who brought in the name of the tshuva rabba. V'hiskimim oladina, and he's masking him v'dina, the elu as osim kesher of dalid, the ones that have a kesher of dalid shalosh, mekuva nyoisa ladina, is more in line ladina. Gam lo yaseh kesher asui lishamait ana v'ana. Also, you should not have a kesher that goes, right? When you make a kesher, it should not get loose and go from... loosened from place to place. K'moshe b'yati b'alacha. Kasav aliyahu rabba maisa be'echad shera achar chalitzas hatfilin shehuta rakesh shayad. The maisa with a person that he saw that after he took off his tefillin that the kesher shayad came apart. V'oresi, and he said that he was paskin lachzor lanichon to go in and put it back on. V'lekros kriyashma and say kriyashma again b'li bracha. Because it means that the tefillin, you have to assume the tefillin wasn't on properly because it didn't have the kasher of the shalyad, and therefore he also reads Kriyat Shema again. We got a bracha. To ha mitzvah tefillin kol hayom, the mitzvah of tefillin kol hayom. Ad kan l'shono. So therefore, you should go ahead and do it again. V'tayim. What's his reason? L'shitas Rashi. According to Rashi, it's really the yud who holds the yud is alachol moshe misinai. Lo yotze da'in der mitzvah. If you hold that the yud is alachol moshe misinai, v'diyevet you're not yotze the mitzvah. Reish lamed dalid. That you have to look at the end now. The Ramah. But noag in lavir or al abayis is a minag to put some leather on top of the bias of the shalyad lerchov lerochav azroa over the width of the arm the rochvo kerochav abayis and its width should be the width of the bias. Mishnah Brura beish lavadal lahavir hatam lefisha tefillin shalyad mesimin osam tachas abegadim. The reason why they put this piece of leather on top of the bias of the shalyad was because it would go under the begadim and it could get damaged. It must not dim and it moves back and forth. Then if sadim is galdan and it gets damaged, the kach nagu lahavir. Therefore, they would take a ritzua, this strap of leather, alayin lechazkan in order to be mechazek it so that nothing would happen. V'yashav ve'elu la'aratzos lo nagu b'zeh. And he says, now we are not knowing this, but what we do, as you all know, is we have a little, cardboard case or plastic case that we put on top of the shalyad to protect it. We cut a little spot on the bottom because you have to have the shalyad at least like a little bit of an exposure when you're making the bracha, and that's what we put on top of our shalyad. Finally, the end of the Ramah. You should not make the knot until after the shin. And afterwards, yaseh hadal, then do the dal, like shin dalad. And afterwards, the yud kesedera osios hashem, like the order of the osios hashem. Rotsam omar, mishabru veishlamad hey. Elacha, rotsalomar, shekain, kain nachal lechatchila. This is the proper way to make the shakai lechatchila. The yisrami shahuta rakesha shalrosh, but if at the end of the day, the dal of the shalrosh came apart, ain't sarach rak letakno, you only have to fix the dal of the lola hatira shalyad, not to go ahead and be matia the shalyad, okay, because now you have the dalad done out of the order of the shakai, because the dalad is busted. Now you're putting the dalad after already had the yud there. That is only the chatchila, and therefore, if it gets damaged, the dalad, or it comes apart, the dalad of the ritzu of the shalrosh, all you have to do is fix that, and you'll be okay. Adkan.